Wheat foods get caught in a crossfire of fad diets and misinformation, ranging from low-carb diets like Atkins to pushes for gluten-free foods following Wheat Belly. Luckily, producers have a powerful ally to combat these negative trends, the Wheat Foods Council, the industry organization that works to fuel demand for U.S. wheat, set the record straight on enriched wheat foods, and bring expert voices to consumer influence and conversations. Tim O'Connor, president of the Wheat Foods Council, recently sat down with Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, for an episode of Wheat's On Your Mind podcast to discuss how the organization is targeting wheat influencers to redefine wheat foods in the public eye. We work to increase demand for the 50% of wheat that's produced in the U.S. that's not exported, O'Connor said. It stays here in this marketplace, and we have to deal with the challenges and the opportunities that the U.S. marketplace presents us. The Wheat Foods Council is an industry-wide partnership dedicated to increasing domestic wheat foods consumption through nutritional information, research, education, and promotional programs. The council has a unique membership comprised of the entire wheat value chain, including state wheat commissions supported by wheat checkoff dollars. O'Connor and Harries discussed how the council currently has two major priorities for their work: tackling misperceptions about enriched wheat foods and leveraging influencers in the fitness and culinary sectors to reshape public perception. Enriched wheat flour is fortified with essential vitamins and minerals. This enrichment has provided major health benefits to consumers and represents the majority of wheat foods products produced in the United States. Still, enriched wheat flour is largely misunderstood or misrepresented in nutritional information online. Addressing this misperception, along with the larger challenge of combating low-carb fad diets, requires a very strategic approach, but the Wheat Foods Council is up to the challenge as they work to turn those messages around by working with groups that influence consumers, chefs, and fitness professionals. Targeting these influencers offers more credibility than a seeming echo chamber of the wheat industry positively promoting their products. Plus, it is also more financially efficient because the organization can work with influencers who reach millions of people. Each piece of education that the Wheat Foods Council distributes is a well-executed play from their strategic playbook, driving demand for U.S. wheat and bringing a positive image of wheat back to the American dinner table. And it would not be possible without the support of the entire wheat industry, down to the individual wheat producer who pays into their state checkoff each harvest. Listen to the full conversation with Tim O'Connor and all other episodes of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast at wheatsonyourmind.com. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.